Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
John, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Just Kia me today. Jay, Will, dealing with, you know, with his family, dealing with the passing of his late great mother. We're thinking about you, Jay. Right now, Key, however, it is time to talk some baseball. Sorry, basketball. Did I say baseball? It's on my mind. Yankees got – I looked up last night, got ready to watch the game, right? I'm like, okay, everything I wanted to do done. Here it comes. Yankee start time is not ridiculous. You know, East Coast game. All right, let me see. Sit down. They're playing Cleveland. Down 11-0 in the third inning. I didn't even watch the game. I'm not watching this. Anyway, we're talking basketball.
The Twins, by the way.
It was Twins. Did I say Cleveland? I don't know because I wasn't watching.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Max.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, I didn't watch it. I saw 11-0.
You're talking about Major League Baseball when it's supposed to be the NBA. Now you're talking about another team when it's supposed to be. Let's go.
Know what the problem is?
Come on, let's
I
go.
Got too much sleep last night.
Yeah,
I got
let's
six
go.
Hours. I'm not used to it.
As somebody would say,
yeah.
Get your ass in gear.
Yeah, get your head in the game.
Let's go.
Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst with us now. Morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys. Kid, you got to get Max locked in early.
Yeah.
That's what's
man,
happening.
Man, this guy
it's not
here,
even early
man.
For Max right now.
You know, he's the type of guy, we just cut him off a little break, right, from the last segment. Mm-hmm. When we come back out of a break, he's brain freeze for some reason. Yeah. So we got to go, you know?
Do you understand the complexities and profundity of my mind? It can hardly be fathomed, so sometimes some wires get crossed. All right, Corey, you have the call of the Heat Bulls tonight. What's the biggest thing the Heat have to do to bounce back tonight? You know, they were supposed to beat Atlanta, right? What do they have to do to bounce back?
Well, the first thing they have to do is play Miami Heat basketball, and I know that's cliche, but, you know, when you watch that game on Tuesday night, I've never seen Jimmy Butler miss layups like that. Bam Adebayo really wasn't productive. He wasn't effective. And, again, I would never say that a Pat Riley-led team, from an organizational standpoint, didn't really care to win a game. But it looked like they wanted the 8 seed in comparison to the 7. Because, again, that Miami team that we watch play is not the Miami basketball that we're used to watching. With Kyle Lowry had a great game, but we didn't see playoff Jimmy, which, of course, we've grown accustomed to watching. And we didn't see Bam Adebayo, who's the second-best point center in the NBA. So I think we'll see those guys tonight. And I do believe that they will move on and get that 8 seed to take on the Milwaukee Bucks. But for some reason, it just didn't seem like Miami wanted to play against the Celtics in that 7 seed.
Corey, could Zach LaVine and the Bulls come into town and get the upset if he plays like he played the other night?
He can play like he played the other night, but they're going to need DeMar DeRozan to play the same way. They're going to need DeMar DeRozan to be a 40-plus point guy, at least a 30-point guy, for them to be able to go to Miami and beat Miami. And, again, I think we're going to see a different Heat team, you know, offensively and defensively. So, therefore, it's going to up the level of expectation for Zach LaVine, for DeMar DeRozan. Both those guys are going to have to be spectacular to go win in Miami in a, of course, do-or-die game for both teams.
Is this a waste of conversation if I ask you, do the Heat or the Bulls have a chance against the Bucks? Is that a wasted conversation? I mean, everybody has a chance.
Yeah, we can move on, Keith.
Yeah.
We can move on, Keith. And you know what? And there's so much disrespect to many of these NBA teams and saying that they don't have a chance because, of course, I mean, you as a professional athlete know very well, everybody has a chance. But the reality behind it is I think the Milwaukee Bucks are that much better than everyone, you know, outside of Boston and Philly in the East, that it would be very difficult for Miami to win that series or Chicago.
Wait a minute. I just noticed this. You working tonight and then again on Sunday when my Lakers go into Memphis and get game one. I just realized this as I look down at the notes. Is this going to – the best series so far in the first round? Is this going to be the best?
I know they're your Lakers, and I respect that. They used to be my Lakers when Kobe Bean was there after I retired. But this is not even the second best series in the West. This is the third best series in the West in the first round. The best series in the West is going to be the Suns and Clippers. The second best series in the West will be the Warriors and Kings. This is the third best series in the West to open up NBA playoff action. However, your Lakers got a great chance of not only getting game one, but also getting that series and moving on into the second round of that one to face most likely the Warriors. We could see 2-3 upsets in the first round in the West alone. We could see, you know, I don't think chalk is going to hold up very well in the Western Conference Finals, because I mean Western Conference playoffs, simply because I think the better teams at the end of the season are playing in those 5-8 seeds.
Talking to Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst. Corey, you know, in my memory, I can't remember a single other season in the NBA where, like, the real problem with the NBA, right, is that we get the correct winner. It's a best-of-seven series. The nature of the sport, you not too many guys on the field to play at one time. You can run all your best plays through your best players. So it lacks the kind of randomness and therefore drama of March Madness or the NFL or even Major League Baseball, where the best team doesn't always win. So early in the playoffs, that's especially pronounced usually, right? Because you get the 1-8, come on. 8's going to lose, 7's going to lose to the 2, etc. But in this season, in this postseason, in the West in particular, it's like in every single series, the underdog could win. Has this ever happened before in your memory? Because it hasn't in mine.
Max, I can't remember ever going into a playoff and thinking that the chances of the top 4 seed losing in a playoff series because they're flat out not the best teams, I've never seen this. And again, that just shows you how difficult it is in the West after the trade deadline. Because again, when you think about the stars from the East, because at the beginning of this season, the East was what everyone was talking about. But after the trade deadline, all of that transferred to the West. You think about Kevin Durant going from Brooklyn to Phoenix, making them an immediate title contender. You know, you think about everything that's going on, but the teams who have been the best all year long, the Denver Nuggets, they struggled down the stretch. The Memphis Grizzlies, they don't have Steven Adams. They don't have Brandon Clark. That's two huge pieces that are missing from that team that has been great all year to try to go out and beat the Los Angeles Lakers, who are playing their best basketball at this time of year. The Clippers, if they get Paul George back, they are a title contender. In my opinion, whoever wins the 4-5 matchup will represent the West in the NBA Finals. That's what I'm going on a limb right now saying that. The Phoenix Clippers winner will represent the West in the Finals this year.
Corey, when you look at the Suns, which a lot of people have potentially coming out of the West, if one of the three is missing, obviously if KD's missing, it's a wrap. But if Book or CP3 misses time during the playoffs, could they still come out of there with KD?
They absolutely can. And I'm going to go as far as to say, Key, it's not just a wrap if KD misses time. Book has shown that he can carry a team. Just 2 years ago, Book was playing in the finals with a 2-0 lead against the Milwaukee Bucks. And he was the star on that team. Now, I know that team also had Mikal Bridges and it had Cam Johnson. But Book is a franchise player. He is a top 10 NBA player right now. He can carry a team throughout a series. Even if KD were out, I still think they have a chance of winning and advancing. But with KD being there, they still have a great chance of being able to make it to the finals. The teams that give them the most problems, if healthy, are the Clippers and the Warriors, because they both would have two elite defenders, one to guard KD, one to guard Book. And that gives both those teams a chance. But right now, I still think that the Phoenix Suns are my favorite. But the Clippers, if they're able to beat them, become my immediate favorite.
If They had Paul George, right? But what are the odds without Paul George? Let's get Corey. He has Kevin Durant is 8-0 with the Suns, but he's 25 of his last 27 across two conferences in two totally different situations. One was dysfunctional, one was functional. But the only thing is, the man never loses basketball games anymore.
Well, and Max, it wasn't dysfunctional in Brooklyn when he was healthy.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing. When you go back and you look at those numbers, when he was healthy in Brooklyn, I think they won, you know, 12 games in a row or whatever it may be and won 18 or 19. The dysfunction went away.
Is it amazing how that happens?
Back into the mix.
Yeah.
Winning cures everything. And so when you think about it, the dysfunction went away. Once he got injured, the dysfunction returned. But one of the things that Kevin Durant does, he brings that confidence. He brings that level of calm to any team because you know when you go out there, you got a chance to win because you have one of the best players on earth.
Come on, you got the baddest man on the planet, Corey. Let's say what it is. I mean, you know, it's the baddest dude on the planet right there in basketball.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
No? Who's ahead of him?
That dude in Milwaukee. Man.
I mean, I love Giannis, but when KD is healthy, there's no comparison. KD almost beat Giannis fully loaded. He was destroying him fully loaded a couple of years ago. KD wasn't even all the way back yet. He didn't have anything with him. He was beating him.
Max, he's going to tell you, almost on the count, hand grenades and horseshoes, brother.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, come on, man. It's like LeBron.
Hey, Corey, as the coach would say. Yeah, almost ain't good enough.
It's like LeBron losing to the Warriors, though, when Kyrie and Kevin Love went down. He still took him 6. This dude took him 7 without Kyrie or Harden. What do you want him to do? His foot was on the line. Otherwise, he sends the champs packing in the first round. It's pretty good.
If I would have kicked the 30.
Remember who won the NBA championship that year.
Yeah, gave him a 50-piece, too, in game 6. I'm not sleeping on Giannis.
Yeah,
I'm just
Max, if you'd have trained a little harder, you could have been a nice slot receiver.
No, it's not true. See, some things just aren't – doesn't matter how hard you train. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in to Play in Action tonight as the Heat host the Bulls, followed by Thunder at T-Wolves, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Thank you, Corey.
All right, Corey.
Thank you, God. Have a go.
What series are you guys most looking forward to? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
KJM, presented by Progressive Insurance, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, the ESPN app. You can download the podcast. Alex in Tennessee, you're on KJM.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, man. First off, I got to say I love the show, man. I listen to y'all every morning while I'm riding my truck, man, my 18-wheel driver. So I listen to ESPN Radio all day, man. Love what y'all do. Y'all guys are amazing. I'm not from Tennessee. I'm from East Memphis, first of all, because we are our own state. We don't claim Tennessee. We claim Memphis. And second of all, you guys are really disrespecting my Grizzlies, man.
Why?
No,
how
dis-
are we?
We're not disrespecting
the Grizzlies. How?
No disrespect. How?
We're saying the Grizzlies could run the table too. They're one of the teams.
It's about the Lakers. It's about the Lakers. It's about the Lakers. Y'all just love LeBron James, man. We got Ja Morant, who should be first, second, or third team All NBA, point blank. Period. We got Jaren Jackson, who's going to be Defensive Player of the Year.
Agreed.
In foul
point
trouble,
blank. Period.
But that's okay. He'll be in foul trouble.
Two of the best 3-point shooters in the league. I'm sorry.
No, I said Jaren Jack will be in foul trouble, but that's okay.
Dylan Brooks can defend.
Dylan Brooks should be first, second, or third team all defense.
I agree. But by
we
the way,
two
so
of the best shooters in the league in Desmond Bane and Luke Kennard.
So Alex, no one's counting them out. The key is because he's being pure homer. I'm saying the Lakers are the underdogs. Probably they ought to be by a little bit. The Lakers can certainly win that series. So can the Grizz. The Grizz are one of the teams in the West. They could chip up this year if things fall their way. No one's sleeping on Memphis. You know, Ja has a chance to be – let's put it this way. Let's say the Grizz go all the way, which, look, they took the Warriors 6 games last year. Half that series they didn't even have Ja. Let's say everyone stays healthy and they go all the way. Ja winds up finals MVP. That could really happen. Not a huge chance, but it could happen. He's the face of the NBA. Remember like a month ago when it's like, well, he ruined it. He'll never be the face of the NBA. He'll be the face of the NBA in a couple months. Could happen. Yo, Ja is a lot. Gigi in Maryland, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Gigi. Pretty good. Originally, I'm from Chicago, but I live here in Maryland. So, whoop. I'm trying to see what these Bulls get ready to do.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think they're getting ready to do too much, to tell you
the
truth.
Yeah, they might go to Miami and win, and then it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Because then they'll play Milwaukee. Other than that, I mean, they got potentially 2 more wins in them, maybe.
If Lonzo was healthy, I'd feel different.
Well,
you know?
two wins. What I mean by that is they beat Miami, and they make steal one in Milwaukee because Milwaukee gets lazy. Right?
Sure. It's not like they get – no, they could win a game against anyone in a series. They're just not going to win
2.
Four.
I said 2.
Sure.
1 against Miami and 1 against Milwaukee.
Yeah, sure. Scott in Virginia, you're on KJM.
What's going on, guys? Keyshawn Powell. My biggest heads up I see is going to be the Golden State Warriors and their matchup with the inexperience of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. I don't think too many people are picking
Wiggins
Sacramento.
Is coming back. Get a major role player coming back to the team. And I could honestly see Golden State defending their conference championship in the West.
Me too, Key. I could see it. I think I
can see it. It's so interesting that Wiggins is called a role player, right?
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, you were thinking that too? Because last year he didn't play like a role player in the playoffs.
He didn't
play like a role player.
Wiggins is their best perimeter defender since Klay got hurt, right? You would say their best perimeter defender used to be Klay. Post-injury, you would imagine it's Wiggins still. Like, let's see how he looks. Wiggins got to be a much better shooter on the Warriors because Steph creates space for everybody, which means time when, you know, rotations are late getting over because they have to cover more ground. He could score in transition. He was pretty damn good in the playoffs. Yeah, like it.
You know, I wonder.
But he's their third option on offense?
Probably 2. Last year he was two.
Yeah, I'd say Steph 1, Klay 2, Wiggy Poole.
But see, the problem with Klay, I guess if you look at it from last year, the problem with Klay was coming back off the injury. So everything wasn't smooth. It was hit and miss.
Right.
He got hot recently, really hot toward the end of the year, so maybe he carries it into the playoffs. But I would probably – I mean, it's not – saying 2 doesn't mean that Klay is like 3, like he's disappeared. I'm going back to last year's playoffs. So maybe he is 3, the third option.
But I know what you mean about role player. He's so important to the – without Wiggins, they're not winning a championship. With Wiggins, they might, right? That's a lot.
It'll be interesting to see just in general. You know, Draymond Green last year was a 0.
Yeah.
So what happens this year in the postseason? Like, is Draymond Green become a 0 again?
Is this his last run? Is this the Warriors who reinvented modern basketball?
So interesting.
Primarily,
it was a 0 and they won.
Yeah, right? primarily Steph and Dre. Steph, Clay, and Dre, but Dre is the pick-and-roll partner, the five-out guy, the whole is this his last hurrah?
But it's
is this
still,
it with the team?
Even though offensively, and then at times he was, which was weird, he was a defensive liability at times because of his offensive output. They had to kind of get him off the court. I wonder if that changes this year. And that was really only in the finals. But I wonder if it changes for him this year because he essentially is the heart and soul and the energizer bunny of the team, which is extremely important to have him on the floor at times. But then he also becomes a little bizarre, you know, and it's like a lot of – it's just a lot with Draymond. I love watching him play. I think he's phenomenal. He brings a lot of that energy. He intimidates some guys sometimes, but then he over-intimidates and gets himself into trouble. I wonder if that could potentially come back to bite him on their way to trying to repeat as champions.
You know, Iguodala was the first member of the core to get peeled off, right? Because Harrison Barnes, but I'm talking about the core. Iguodala gets peeled off. And then KD is in and out, but I'm talking about from the original core of this championship dynasty, right? But Dre, if they lose Dre, which they might, they might move on. Who knows? That changes things for me in Golden State, unlike anything would other than losing Steph Curry. So this may be the last time you see the Golden State Warriors as we think of them. And, Key, that's a ton of motivation. That's like a last dance type thing. Nick in Pennsylvania, you're on KJM.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, guys? Love the show.
Nice, Nick.
I'm looking forward to the Sixers series this weekend. But aside from that, my real question for you guys is, I just got a nice gray sport coat yesterday with my girlfriend, and I want to wear dark blue pants. She's telling me brown shoes, brown belt. Mm-hmm. I've always been, if you wear blue, you wear black. So I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. Thanks.
No, you can break it up with brown in a second.
Brown shoes, brown belt, dark blue pants, and a gray blazer?
Yeah. Gray sport coat.
I mean, you can wear that. I don't dress like that, but.
Yeah, no, brown. I can tell you for sure. Brown,
gotta
in fact,
go brown.
Brown is more
gotta
stylish.
No, you got to go brown.
Brown wingtip shoes, for sure.
I don't really.
Cute socks. Gotta get some
you don't even
socks.
Need wingtips.
I don't really mix up my pants and my blazer. I just. Mm-hmm.
You
I really
do suits.
Don't. Yeah, I just, yeah. I
this
guess.
Is a mistake a lot of people make. They think the first suit needs to be black. The first suit should be charcoal gray. And the first sport coat should be dark blue. Doesn't have to be navy, but dark blue. If you got charcoal gray suit, dark blue sport coat, you're good. You can break that up with all types of stuff. And actually, black shoes are more formal. Brown shoes are I don't know if they go with more, but it more stylish. So there it is.
I wear a hoodie.
Key wears brown wingtips with his hoodie.
Yeah, brown flippers.
Of course. Which series are you most excited for? This is the first time in my memory watching the NBA that the first round of the playoffs, every single series either team could win. That's unbelievable. It's never happened like that in my memory. But which series are you in the Western Conference? Eastern Conference, there's some teams who aren't going to win. But in the Western Conference, which series are you most excited for? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are, download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yeah, Max. So, Max.
You.
Do you ever feel like at times you're being like, I don't know, set up or just with certain stuff, like somebody wants you to fail and looking to get a laugh out of something? Or,
I think we've all experienced that, of course.
Yeah, I you know, because we do these blinks and these reads and stuff and teases and all this other stuff for shows coming up in the future,
sure.
You know, forward. Mm-hmm. And so when I got my list for the day and I was doing them, and I think I'm pretty smart at times, and I speak well at times. I'm very articulate at times. And, you know, mm-hmm. I think I may be wrong.
Did they write your copy in a way that makes you look bad?
Yeah, I've been sitting here, and I'm trying to puzzle and put it together. Coming up Monday morning, starting at 6, mm-hmm. we'll recap all the opening weekend of the NBA playoffs. Yeah. All the opening weekend of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I get that in my script sometimes, too. And sometimes I'm like, wait, I can't say this. But there's so many of them to do. I'm just like, all right, this one's going to slide.
No. Yeah. Opening weekend? Even if I said weekends, there's no such thing. Yeah, I don't know how they make that mistake. Hmm. All the money that they pay our producers.
The overpaid producers.
All the money. All the money.
Wait
paying
a second.
For,
who?
The who? Paying who? That maybe, listen, I'll take the blame for it. It sounds good in my head when I'm doing it, right? Like, and I'm reading it out. I might have been doing like 35 other things. No excuse.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes maybe ad-lib a little. I mean, I don't know.
All.
But again, it's my fault. My bad.
Recap all the opening weekend.
Key, I have to.
I recap all the opening weekend. Like, come on, man.
I can't do it for the radio because it's too early in the morning and there are too many promos and this and that. But on TV, I edit all my scripts. But, Key, I do that every day for every script.
It's
a lot of writing.
No, I change. I do all ad-lib. I do all of those sort of things, but – when you're reading it and you're reading it fast and we're trying to get in and out. And
radio, you just can't do it. There's too much.
I'm like, wait a minute, man. That doesn't sound right.
Again, my bad.
I swear to you, I did a couple promos today, which you'll hear throughout the course of the weekend. And a couple times I looked at it like, okay, you know what? They win. I'll just say it that way. I'm just going to say it that way. I can't do it.
All the opening weekend. All right, boss.
Which series other than the Lakers Grizzlies are you most excited for, Key? Round one, NBA.
You know, Clipper Suns, but it depends on Paul George, right?
He might not play in the series, let alone early in the series.
But it's still going to be cool because of Westbrook.
Yeah.
See, you got to remember what I am. I'm a Laker fan, and then I'm a fan of the player on opposite teams. So, like, I'm a fan of CP3 and KD. I'm a fan of Westbrook. I'm a fan of Kawhi. I don't care about the Clippers. I just want to see them get theirs. If they win, great. If they lose, whatever, it doesn't matter to me. I prefer them to get theirs and them to lose. I prefer them to play well and them to lose. Like, you know, and that's how I look at things. So that one there, I don't care anything about the East, to be honest with you, just because there's three at the top.
Yeah, we already know.
And I feel like they're gonna win. And then when you look at Golden State, which is weird, because I'm not a fan of the Clippers, but I'm a fan of Golden State's. Why that is because I think Clay and Steph Curry have me like, you know, a fan of theirs, but I'm also a fan of Golden State's because I just like how they get out. I like how they approach everything. So that would be the second one for me. And then obviously the Lakers is whatever.
I would agree with you that other than you take the Lakers out of it, that it's got to be Phoenix and the Clippers. Now, the disappointment is, man, I'd love to see that with Paul George to see what would happen. Yeah. But even without Paul George, really,
they still look cool to me without Paul George.
They do. They look cool, yeah. But like, I don't think they're going to beat the Suns without him. But so now, what I'm looking for?
But why?
Because KD, man,
But Kawhi.
Yeah, but KD hasn't, like, just really look at it. When KD's been healthy, and this even goes back to Brooklyn, when KD's healthy and on the floor with anyone else who can play, right? He can't, even by himself, he wins a lot. But usually, he almost never loses a game. You know how I'm really high on Lamar Jackson? It's because of that, right? I look at, wait, hold on, the correlation. This dude plays and the team wins, like almost every time he plays. There's no other player in the league like that, including LeBron, Key, where you give him just the slightest bit of help. He almost, I'm not exaggerating, he's 25 wins in his last 27 games. On the Nets, who are going through all types of turmoil. On the Suns, he hasn't lost yet. Two different conferences, two different schedules, two different set of teammates, no time to even get used to him. It doesn't matter. The dude just crushes everybody. So yeah. I want to see what that looks like because I suspect, Key, as much as we're saying that this thing is wide open, it might just be the Suns killing everybody. If everyone stays healthy, KD might just kill everybody right now. He might.
He might, but Golden State. And then I know that people look at the Lakers and they're like, they just barely beat Minnesota.
Whatever, it's one game.
One game, and they haven't really been together, and they're trying to figure things out. Yeah. I just want to see a whole series and see what that is.
Yep.
To me, those are the three teams in the West. To me, I don't care how you stack them. I just feel like the Lakers and Phoenix and Golden State are the three, even though Denver's right there, and Sacramento is a young team that, you know, they want to try to beat the bully on the block.
You know, it might come down to, with the Lakers, really the role players, and I don't mean D'Angelo Russell, because if you see what Anthony Edwards did on D'Angelo Russell and kind of took him out of the game offensively, D'Angelo Russell is a very good pick-and-roll point guard, right? That's what he does. And if you can take him out, boy, the Lakers look a lot different, and the Timberwolves did that, and it really becomes a two-man show with LeBron and AD. But what that means is Dylan Brooks, and they got guys who can defend on the Grizzlies, but what that means is one of the other guys, Beasley or whoever it is going to be open, right? Because you got LeBron, you got AD, and if you want to put your best wing defender on, you know, because LeBron and AD have more size, on the smaller wing defender on D'Angelo Russell, someone's going to be open or have a good matchup, and those guys are going to have to knock down shots. You mentioned earlier Beasley's streaky, but what about when he's streaking good, right? Like, what about when he's streaking? That's really good for the Lakers.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's turned the team around is they went out and got a couple guys that could shoot the peel and knock down shots.
Yep.
And if they get hot, it could go in the right direction.
Hector in California on KJM ESPN Radio.
Good morning, guys. Keyshawn Max. First time caller, long time listener. Quick story. 16 years ago, Key, my buddy got your autograph on an apple pie box at a McDonald's in between LA and San Francisco.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
Remember that day, Key, between LA and San Francisco at some point in the past?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. He got a picture with them, too. You know what else happened 16 years ago?
Pie boxes.
Kings were robbed by the NBA. And now we're back. Put some damn respect on Sacramento.
Think about Kobe Shaq. You're going all the way back to Kobe Shaq?
Yeah, I've been waiting 16 years for them to make it to this point.
What was the lead in that
back,
game?
Baby.
What was the lead in that game?
Fourth quarter, Lakers so had stupid. About 25 free throw shots. Kings had about 9 or 10.
But what was the lead?
Single-digit victory by the Lakers.
The Kings were up by how much at one point?
It was like 12 points. I forget. I try to forget that game.
Yep.
Anyways, Max, you said earlier, Warriors created a new era of basketball, right? Mm-hmm. You know who helped create that? Mike Brown, coach of the year. Guess who Mike Brown is coaching? The Sacramento Kings. Put some damn respect on them.
How did Mike Brown create modern basketball again?
He coached the Warriors. He set them up.
Remember he had that nice little 8-game run or whatever it was. Remember Luke Walton? Did he win? I think
Luke
he had
Walton
like,
had a half coached no, a half Luke, season remember, of basketball, but, never no, lost. Remember, basically,
well, they could have dropped your ass in there, and you wouldn't have lost with them. And then he Mike
like
Brown,
a genius that year.
Mike Brown, I'm trying to think. Mike Brown went like 8-0 or something like that. That's probably what he's talking about. But no, Max, I don't remember 16 years ago.
You don't remember signing an apple pie box between LA and San Francisco 16 years ago?
Where the hell would I have been? No, I'm sure I did it. If he said I did it, and the guy took a picture with me because, I'm positive I did it. But an apple pie box, that's some of the funniest stuff, right?
Right. And now no one really wants autographs anymore. They want pictures because everyone's got a phone.
I wonder if the guy still has the apple pie box.
Key, is that the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
We got to go to break.
Yates, let's not go there.
Yeah, please, because I got a million of those stories.
My bad.
Which series are you most excited for? Plus, we honor a true legend, KJM ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KJM, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. What series, which one? First round, NBA. Are you most looking forward to? You most excited about? I assume it'll be in the West. The East is kind of doing the Egyptian key.
Man, Mike was cold with it. That's all I'm saying.
So the East's just a boring conference. I hate to say it because there was a lot made about how it's the better conference finally after all these years. Not only do I disagree, even at the top of the conference, give me the Suns or Warriors over anyone in the East, but in the playoffs. But it's also not as deep in terms of teams who have a real shot to go all the way. There are three in the East. I think legit there are seven in the West. And you might argue that's because the top teams in the East are less flawed than the teams in the West. And maybe you're right. I don't know. I just find the West much more interesting.
I wonder if you took the teams that were feeling like in the East is not as strong. If you dropped them in the West, where would they fit?
Like, if you looked at the Knicks, would you say they have a chance to get out the West? I wouldn't.
I mean, I don't.
If you looked at the Cavs. See, you wouldn't say, nah, they're one of the teams that could get out because they don't, as much as I like Brunson and as excellent as Donovan Mitchell is, you need a little bit more, right? When you look at the other teams, the one that you're not sure about is Sacramento, but their record's been so good all year.
What more does Denver have than Miami?
They got a guy who's won a couple MVPs. And then we've also seen that.
You just told me, but I don't believe in Denver.
You
just told me last week that regular season MVPs didn't matter.
Yes, I agree, and I don't believe in them. However, we've seen Jamal Murray really perform, and if Jokic can just stay his same self, you can't just dismiss them out of hand because the high end of what they have is high.
You seen him perform in a bubble?
Jokic, whatever you want to say about him, is he a top 10 player in the NBA?
I mean, you're asking the wrong dude, though, for real.
I think he's for sure top 10, maybe top 5.
I don't really rock with him like that because I can't put, even though if he does, I could probably find 9 players better than him.
Key, that's a lot. The dude is a scoring machine, a rebounding machine, great passer.
I could find 9 players, in my opinion, better than him.
9?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
How can you not?
9? You want to tell me there's 6 or 7,
maybe. I'll start with Steph Curry as 1.
1.
And then you go to KD, that's two.
Two.
LeBron James is three.
Three.
Okay.
KD.
Giannis is four.
Giannis, five.
Okay. Embiid is six.
Six.
Okay.
Now
am I slow? Tatum.
Tatum. You might be right. You might be right about that. Okay. Seven. Okay. All right, we're getting a little dangerous
now. Do you want me to give you Jaylen Brown?
I'm not taking Jaylen Brown over Jokic, no.
Yates? Ja?
Woo. Luka?
Luka?
Yep, you're up to nine. Ja and Luka count. That's nine.
Okay, you say you're not taking Tatum?
All right, but no, I took Tatum. I'm not taking Jaylen Brown over Jokic.
Oh, you're not going to take Jaylen Brown?
Not over Jokic, nope.
Okay.
So you got nine. You might have battled. You need to come up with one more.
Hold on. I can't.
Oh, wait,
but I can't
just
think.
Came up with one. I came up with one.
Booker?
No.
Okay. Who did you come up with?
Maybe Lillard.
Okay. So Dame Lillard?
Maybe Lillard. Yeah. Lillard. Yeah.
You know, and I just came off the cuff with this. I wasn't writing it down and thinking about it. That's all I'm saying.
So but that's why Jokic
Let's pay our T's off before we run out
Jokic has so much to gain, Key, because if he wins the finals. Now we're going to think about him completely differently, and he's already a two-time MVP. Teddy in North Carolina, what you're most looking forward to in the first round?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on? Big, big fan of the show. Shout out to y'all this morning. But yeah, man, most looking forward to this Kings-Warriors matchup. I think, you know, Mr. Apple Pie Man was hitting on a little bit, but it's a few things they missed. He did help build the culture, but obviously the Warriors did their own thing with it, but he was more so their defensive specialist. And right. Golden State has been suffering on the road, as we all know. And defense is a big part of it. Last year, when they won the ship, they hung their hat on their defense, but it's been suffering this year. Not to mention, you don't know what you're going to get from Wiggs. And also, back to those Lakers-Kings days, Sacramento been waiting for the opportunity to have a chance to kind of display their fandom, you know, display their love for the team. So I think that place is going to be rocking.
And with Teddy, I got a question for you.
Yeah, we're not even worried. We're not worried about seeing the Kings.
I got a question for Teddy. Are you trying to say ship instead of chip? Like there was a whole – some people were trying to say, well, it's actually championship, and it was chip. Everyone was saying chip for years, but now there are people who try to slip in a ship. Did you slip in a ship instead of a chip just now?
Man, we always say ship. I said we're going to the ship.
See,
y'all
I heard it.
To the ship. It's all good. They're going to the ship.
Ship, come on. Not the ship, it's
somebody,
the chip.
You know, somebody in terms of champions at hearts and champions all the way around, Jackie Robinson Day is tomorrow.
Yep.
And want to pay that off, Max, is, you know, Jackie Robb, number 42. Everybody in Major League Baseball will be wearing 42, and it'll be fun to sit and watch every single year. This is the time of year. This is the day that I look forward to in baseball just because they pay homage to the first African-American to integrate Major League Baseball and go through everything that he went through, no matter what. He stayed the test of time, head up high, went out there and performed at the highest level that you could ever do it at, despite what was coming at him. And it's crazy to still see some of the same things that he went through back then that at times we still go through today.
He was one of the greatest college football players who ever
Absolutely.
Lived as a running
Absolutely.
Back at UCLA.
Yep.
And – by the way, his baseball career, though shorter than a lot of greats because he didn't get to the majors till he was like 25, right? He's one of the greatest baseball players ever lived. At his position, he is in the conversation in his prime with Joe Morgan, maybe one or two other guys, as the greatest second baseman who ever lived at his best.
And
so
we talk about the most important part, which is breaking the color barrier. That's what we talk
of
about.
Of course.
That's what we discuss because that's more important than his performance on the
baseball. No, but had he not been, it was important. He had to be a star, Key. He had to succeed.
Well, absolutely, but we discuss the color barrier because that is more important.
I agree. I just think sometimes his actual athletic accomplishments get overshadowed by the social significance.
Because the social significance to us as African-Americans is so much more important.
As Americans, because, all Americans owe Jackie Robinson a debt.
Yes.
You know, all Americans
all
owe
does,
a debt.
But – if you think about it, Max, if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have happened.
Key, the thing is, really, actually, white Americans owe him a bigger debt because the problem was not in Black America. That was the white Americans were the problem, and he helped a lot of them out for sure, right? Brought them into the fold a little bit. And Jackie Robinson, one of the most important sports figures, certainly, if not just popular culture figures in the 20th century and really in American history. Jackie Robinson Day tomorrow. I'm glad you brought it up, Key. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.